Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. We talked about some fun things this week, and today we can review all of it together.
Hey Pauline, when you were a kid, what did you do in the summer?
Well, my family traveled a lot in the summer. We visited family in other parts of the United States. We also went to camps in the summer, and I loved that.
Ooh, me too. I would visit my grandparents, but I would also go to summer camp. And we had a great feature this week about summer camps.
We also talked about some fun festivals, too. 5 fun festivals, to be exact.
And don't forget about the swimming pool.
That's right. There's a new swimming pool in town. Well, let's get started by reviewing our lessons. Then we'll ask some questions.
School is out for summer.
Yes.
Kids are very excited. But what can they do for fun? They can go to a summer camp. Some camps are day camps. Kids go to these for a few hours each day or for a whole day. Other camps are overnight camps. Kids play and sleep at these camps. They can be just a week or can last a month or more. Overnight camps are often near a forest or a lake. Kids that stay at these camps are called campers. Each camper is put in a cabin. Cabins are small buildings that campers sleep in. But the campers in a cabin are also like a team. Each cabin has a leader. The cabin leader is usually older than the campers. The leader takes care of the campers. Campers do all kinds of activities together. Campers swim and go boating. They hike and play games too. Many camps also have a theme. There are sports camps. At these, campers practice their skills in sports such as basketball, soccer, or tennis. There are art camps and music camps. There are science camps and math camps. There are language camps and cooking camps. There are camps for almost everything.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Let's Talk. Today, we're talking about one of my favorite topics. Please help me welcome one of our favorite guests, Tanya Travel. Hello, Tanya. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Rob.
Can you describe some festivals?
Sure. There are festivals all over the world. Festivals are a lot of fun.
And there are all kinds of festivals.
Yes, there are drama festivals and music festivals. There are food festivals and harvest festivals.
There are also religious festivals.
May I describe one of my favorite festivals?
Please do.
I really like cheese. So I love the National Spanish Cheese Festival.
What can you do there?
It's a big cheese fair. You can learn about cheese. You can sample cheese, too. There are 300 different kinds there.
Do you go often?
Yes, I go every year.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Susie. A festival is like a big party for lots of people. Here are 5 fun festivals from around the world. Do you like hot air balloons? Then you should go to the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta in New Mexico. Fiesta is a Spanish word for festival. The balloon festival lasts for 9 days and has around 750 hot air balloons. They are beautiful to see flying in the sky. In St. Petersburg, Russia, people celebrate the White Nights Festival. This arts festival is in the summer when there is still light at night. People enjoy concerts, ballets, and other events. In Spain, La Tomatina is a lot of fun. The week-long festival has music, parades, dancing, fireworks, and lots of tomatoes. Thousands of people throw the tomatoes at one another. The tomato fight usually lasts between 1 and 2 hours. From January 5th to February 5th, Harbin welcomes everyone to its ice and snow festival. People can see all kinds of snow and ice sculptures. Some are lighted with colored lights at night. In Pingxi, people gather for the Pingxi Lantern Festival. It ends the Chinese New Year celebration. People buy paper lanterns, light them, and let them fly into the sky. Ah, what a beautiful sight.
So, Susie, what do you think of the new city swimming pool?
I like it a lot, Rob. It's very large. Everyone will enjoy swimming in it.
Yes, they will. And the city is starting some new water safety programs at the new pool.
That's good. There will be swimming lessons for adults and children.
That's important. Everyone should learn to swim.
Do you like to swim, James?
Yes, it's one of my favorite activities.
So, have you visited the new city pool?
Yes, it's great. The lanes are nice and wide.
I know. The lanes in some pools are too narrow.
I go to the pool several times a week to swim laps.
Good for you. Swimming is good exercise.
So, Tina, have you checked out the new city pool yet?
No, I haven't, and I probably won't.
Why not? You like to swim, don't you?
Actually, I'm not able to swim. I never learned how.
Really? I thought everyone knew how to swim.
Not me. I'm not a big fan of the water.
But you should learn to swim if you can.
Can you swim?
Of course. I learned as a child. And I can dive, too.
Are you a good swimmer?
Yes. I'm pretty good. Can't you swim?
No, I never learned, but I think that I should learn.
Swimming is a pleasant activity. You'd enjoy it.
Maybe. If I have the courage to try.
You do. Sign up for lessons at the new city pool.
That really helps to see those lessons again, doesn't it? And now it's time to review with a couple of questions.
I'm ready for any question, Peter. I have my notes, and you can try to answer with us, friends.
All right. Well, let's start our review with those fun festivals, okay? What is a festival?
A festival is an event where people celebrate with different kinds of parties together.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The whole city will come for this festival. Well, so let's look at a few of these festivals that we talked about. Which festival are you going to eat at?
I'm going to Spain to the cheese festival for that. And that's a good thing, too, because I love cheese. There are 300 different kinds of cheeses you can sample there.
300 different kinds. Wow. So What does sample mean?
Oh, it just means to try a little bit, a little taste.
Ooh, that's nice. I love going to the grocery store to sample things. You can do that for free.
That's right.
Well, now let's go to Russia. It's called the White Nights Festival. Why is it called that?
Ooh, that is because it's winter there. There's lots of snow, so it's white. And in the north, at night, the light is still out. The sun's still up, so it's the White Light Festival.
And what happens here?
Well, people enjoy concerts and other activities.
That's great. Well, we, of course, had more to talk about, but now we need to take a short break. Friends, we'll be back after this. Welcome back, everyone. Hey, Pauline, does your hometown have any festivals?
Well, there's one near me, a town nearby, that has a lentil festival. Lentil is like a type of bean, kind of.
So everyone eats them and it's a fun time.
Yeah, it's the type of food that they grow in the area. So everybody celebrates when it's ready to harvest,
Wow.
I guess.
Well, friends, now it's time to look at those features. Let's watch them together.
Wow. Hello everyone, I'm Jack. Welcome to Jack's File. The world is a very interesting place. Almost every country in the world has festivals. I'm just reading about some festivals around the world. There are so many different kinds. There are arts festivals, music festivals, holiday festivals, food festivals, and more. A festival is like a big party for lots of people. I'm going to read more about festivals. Do you like to look at big hot air balloons? Then you should go to the state of New Mexico in the USA for the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. Fiesta is a Spanish word for festival. The balloon festival lasts for 9 days and has around 750 hot air balloons. They are beautiful to see flying in the sky. In St. Petersburg, Russia, people celebrate the White Nights Festival. This arts festival happens during the summer when there is still light at night. People enjoy concerts and ballets and other music events. In Spain, La Tomatina is lots and lots of fun. There is music, parades, dancing, fireworks, and lots of tomatoes. Thousands of people throw the tomatoes at one another. The tomato fight itself lasts between 1 and 2 hours. Harbin, in northeastern China, welcomes everyone to its ice and snow festival. The city holds the festival every year between January 5th and February 5th. People can see all kinds of snow and ice sculptures. Some are lit with colored lights at night. All of them are amazing. In Taiwan, people gather in the small town of Pingxi for the Pingxi Lantern Festival. The festival ends the Chinese New Year celebration, and during the festival, stalls selling paper lanterns, food, and fireworks line the streets of Pingxi. People buy paper lanterns, light them, and let them fly into the sky at the same time from a field. It is a beautiful sight. Hey, don't those festivals sound like fun? I've been to the Pingxi Lantern Festival, and it's wonderful. I like to see the concerts at the White Nights Festival and throw tomatoes at La Tomatina. Maybe I can someday, but I've got to go now, so see you next time on Jack's File.
sun is warm and the birds all sing.
Everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about pools. And here to answer our question is my guest, Jack Kuzi. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Rob.
Now, Jack, you are a lifeguard, right?
That's right, Rob. I work at a pool. I watch people swim and make sure they're safe.
That's an important job. Well, Jack, I have a question today from Amelia Taguchi of Roland Heights, California. Can you help us answer it?
I'll try.
Wonderful. Well, Amelia writes, my husband and I want to put a swimming pool in our backyard. We are deciding between an above-ground pool and an in-ground pool. Can you tell me about the differences between the two?
Great question. I'd love to help.
Wonderful. Thanks, Jack.
Having a pool in your backyard can be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had a pool in my backyard when I was a kid.
Was it an above-ground pool or an in-ground pool?
What's the difference?
Above-ground pools are just like what they sound. They rest above the ground. And in-ground pools are actually in the ground.
I see. Well, we had an above-ground pool.
That's great. My parents have an in-ground pool in their backyard.
Are there other differences between above-ground and in-ground pools? Is one bigger than the other?
Actually, no. Both above-ground pools and in-ground can be different sizes. The one big difference is how long the pools can last.
What do you mean?
Usually in-ground pools last longer than above-ground pools. In-ground pools can last about 20 years. Above-ground pools don't usually last that long.
Oh, is one more expensive than the other?
Yes, usually in-ground pools are more expensive than above-ground pools.
I see. Well, thanks for your help, Jack. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Hey, Dad! How are you feeling?
I still feel sick. But the doctor says I will be better soon.
Dad?
What is it, honey?
Is that vanilla ice cream around your mouth?
What? No.
Dad, have you been eating ice cream?
Oh, I love ice cream.
While you're sick? I can't believe that
Stop eating ice cream if you feel sick.
Yes, yes, exactly. You should stop eating ice cream if you feel sick.
Yes, yes, and yes. That was a super sentence.
It's Super Sentence Man. Well, I feel better already.
Careful, Dad.
Oh, yes. Sometimes super sentences can be too exciting. Mm. Here is the super sentence for today. You should do something if something else. Now, I really like that super sentence that you just said. Maybe you can give me another?
Sure. You should read this book if you have time.
I like it. You should read this book if you have time.
I have one. You should call for Super Sentence Man if you have trouble with your
English. With your English.
That's right. If you have trouble with your English.
Super, I like that one a lot. You should call for Super Sentence Man if you have trouble with your English. And of course, always remember, a super sentence every day
will make your English great. So, Dad, you should stop eating that ice cream if it makes you feel sick.
But it tastes so good.
Super Sentence Man.
Yes?
You should take this ice cream with you if you can.
You should take this. That was a super sentence. And this looks like super ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Hey, Dad. Can read this book. It's okay.
That was a very nice book. Okay.
Those features are great. It is a fun way to learn our English. And we can always practice here, together.
Yes, we always enjoy answering questions with you. And you can always come back on Saturdays to review the lessons with us. And you can also watch the conversations again.
And now I think it's time for all of us to get outside. It's Saturday and it's summer.
I think that I am going to the new city swimming pool. It's been a long time since I got to go swimming. I'm excited.
Well, you did a great job today, everyone. And we'll see you again on Monday to start new shows.
Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.